在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
The chief of operations for the senior U.S. military staff, Lieutenant General Carter Hamm, says Iranian support for the Taliban, first reported last year, is continuing.
There is indication that the Iranian support, the Taliban, has continued. Again, not, we don't believe it to be at the same level, of which they have provided, fighters and weapons into Iraq. But there is some clear evidence that it has occurred.
General Hamm says the support involves weapons and material, but he did not provide details of what Iran sends or how much. He said there is no indication Iran is providing the high-powered roadside bombs it has given to insurgents in Iraq. The new allegation comes as two U.S. aircraft carrier strike groups are in the Persian Gulf in an unusual display of American military power in the waterway along Iran's southwestern coast. Officials say one carrier group is relieving the other, and the overlap will not last long. On Tuesday, Defense Secretary Robert Gates offered this characterization of the temporary double deployment.
I don't see it as an escalation. I think it could be seen, though, as a reminder.
General Hamm says the message is aimed at both U.S. allies and potential adversaries in the region, but he said it would be a mistake to view the carrier overlap as designed specifically to send a message to Iran.
The message of commitment to the region is one that we think is important, but it's not intended to be any more than that. It's a message to all nations that the United States possesses the capability and the will to operate globally. And so this is an opportunity to do that.
General Hamm says the two carriers will enable U.S. commanders to order more airstrikes in Iraq, as well as more reconnaissance flights and other missions. He says it also provides an important training opportunity for the two carrier crews. White House spokeswoman Dana Perino explained it this way.
These exercises are not aimed at Iran. They reinforce that the U.S. has an enduring commitment to the region and to our allies, and we continue to protect our allies and interests wherever necessary.
Also on Wednesday, the director of planning for the U.S. military staff, Lieutenant General John Sattler, denied a news report that indicated there is increasing planning for potential U.S. military action against Iran.
There has been no order, a specific order to plan in any particular area of the world, but I want to make it clear to everyone that we do plan, we challenge those plans, we challenge the assumption of those plans ongoing, and I would just leave it at that. We don't discuss, as you well know, specific plans that are ongoing or operations that are ongoing.
U.S. officials have said they do not want to have a military confrontation with Iran and hope to work through allies and diplomatic channels to convince Iranian leaders not to support insurgents in Iraq and Afghanistan. Al Pessin, VOA News at the Pentagon.